The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be presenting the latest vision news. Today's vision news is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. First up, from the AFB.org, updates and action from AFB on Global Accessibility Awareness Day, Thursday, the 18th of May. Each year, the third Thursday of the month marks Global Accessibility Awareness Day. This year, on May 18th, the American Foundation for the Blind wanted to share some updates and actions we can all take to help make the world more inclusive online for people with disabilities. Since developer Joe Devon first posed the concept of a day dedicated to expanding awareness in late 2011, we have seen a continuous uptick in the participation hashtag GAAD garners each year. Now in its 12th year, it's been echoed throughout the community that there is now so much activity on this day that perhaps we need to expand to a week or more on digital inclusion and accessibility. No doubt AFB has been quite busy on raising awareness around digital inclusion. In fact, stay tuned as we will be keeping the flame alive in the coming days following GAAD to roll out more opportunities for raising awareness around digital inclusion and accessibility. Much of our energy has come through the thoughtful work undertaken by our Public Policy and Research Institute, PPRI. Over the past year, we have released a number of studies and toolkits with a focus on digital inclusion. Most recently is our Barriers to Digital Inclusion Survey, which reminds us that there is still an enormous amount of obstacles for web and mobile app users who are blind or have low vision. Taking action for digital inclusion. Our advocacy team within PPRI has been hard at work making sure that the findings our research uncovers resonate throughout the halls of Congress and across the federal government. AFB continues to call on the Department of Justice to move immediately on implementing the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, which has significantly lacked clear regulations on making the Internet fully accessible. AFB has also signed on to a coalition statement from 47 organizations calling for greater digital inclusion. This team has worked closely with Honorable Tony Coelho, C-O-E-L-H-O, who recently received AFB's Helen Keller Achievement Award, and who co-authored a bipartisan essay published today with former Republican Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich that cites AFB research and calls for congressional hearings on digital inclusion for people with disabilities. Access World expands reach. But our work on GAAD does not just stop there. Recognizing the importance to make sure our message of inclusion is heard far and wide, AFB is excited to announce today that our flagship publication, Access World, will be expanding its focus to target the digital inclusion community, including developers, product and hiring managers, as well as those looking to enter the access industry. The online magazine dropped its latest issue today, and readers will dive into the inner workings of our rapidly expanding digital world. There, they will learn what's working well and what developers can do to make sure online products and services are completely accessible for blind and low-vision consumers. Eventually, Access World will be building up a community that can help embrace and carry on the conversation around the stories it covers. Moving forward, Access World will slide into a quarterly release. But don't worry, because we'll be hearing from our expert authors and contributors in other ways as we build out our community that embraces digital accessibility at all levels. To hear more about those exciting opportunities on AFB's horizon, be sure to follow us on LinkedIn, where we will hold on GAAD our first LinkedIn Live chat. There will be more of those to come into the summer. So be sure to follow us on social media and help spread the news by sharing the items referenced in this post. From ACB.org, statement on Global Accessibility Awareness Day from 52 National Disability Advocates for Digital Inclusion. Dateline May 18th. On Global Accessibility Awareness Day 2023, the undersigned national disability organizations celebrate the transformative impact of accessible technology and call on the federal government to require websites and software applications to be accessible to and used by people with disabilities. The roughly 61 million people with disabilities in the United States have a right to access employment, businesses, programs, and services, regardless of whether they are delivered in person or online. Accessible technology is essential to provide people with greater opportunities, independence, and privacy. Recent research has shown the reverse to be true as well. When people with disabilities cannot access websites or apps, they lose their privacy, experience social exclusion, waste time seeking alternatives, must wait and pay for assistance, and even must forego goods and services that they need. When customers with disabilities cannot access websites and apps, businesses lose access to a significant portion of their market. More than 40% of blind, low-vision, and deaf-blind respondents to a recent survey said they will switch to a different business if they encounter access barriers while using a website or app. And about 60% feel like they don't have as many choices as sighted people, in which businesses turn to for digital services. Global Accessibility Awareness Day is an important annual event to celebrate and commit to accessible technology design and development and its benefits for individuals and organizations. To advance this goal, we call on the Department of Justice to move quickly to issue rules on website and application accessibility under Titles II and III of the Americans with Disabilities Act. We also urge Congress to acknowledge the need for accessibility in the virtual environment by reintroducing and passing the Websites and Software Applications Accessibility Act. Ultimately, we urge all organizations, businesses, and governments to act now to make their websites and apps fully accessible to people with disabilities. Signed, in alphabetical order, Access Living, Access Ready, Accessible Avenue, Access OS, ACMCRN, Arachnoiditis and Chronic Meningitis, a Collaborative Research Network. Alstrom Syndrome International, American Association of People with Disabilities, American Association on Health and Disability, American Council of the Blind, American Foundation for the Blind, American Printing House for the Blind, American Therapeutic Recreation Association, Association of Assistive Technology Act Programs, Autistic People of Color Fund, Autistic Self-Advocacy Network, Autistic Women and Non-Binary Network, Bazelon Center for Mental Health Law, Blinded Veterans Association, Communication Service for the Deaf, Inc., Communication First, Conference of Educational Administrators of Schools and Programs for the Deaf, Congenital Hyperinsulinism International, Disability Policy Consortium, Disability Rights Education and Defense Fund, Epilepsy Foundation, Genetic Alliance, International Foundation for Autoimmune and Autoinflammatory Arthritis, No Ability, Lakeshore Foundation, Lupus and Allied Diseases Association, Inc., Multiple Sclerosis Foundation, National Association of the Deaf, National Disability Institute, National Disability Rights Network, National Federation of the Blind, National Industries for the Blind, National Research and Training Center on Blindness and Low Vision, NCIL, Paralyzed Veterans of America, Partnership to Improve Patient Care, Perkins School for the Blind, Prevent Blindness, PXE International, Retire Safe, SYNGAP1 Foundation, that's spelled S-Y-N-G-A-P number 1, TDI, Telecommunications for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing, Inc., Teach Access, The ARC of the United States, the Cello Center for Disability Law, Policy, and Innovation, United Spinal Association, Vision Serve Alliance, Whistleblowers of America. For more information, contact Stephanie Enyart, E-N-Y-A-R-T. Her email is senyart at afb.org. John Pair, J-P-A-R-E at nfb.org. Clark Rochfall, C-R-A-C-H-F-A-L at acb.org, and Claire Stanley, claire.stanley at ndrn.org. From nfb.org, excerpts from the May issue of the Braille Monitor. Convention Bulletin 2023. There are plenty of reasons one might travel to Houston, Texas, the fourth most populous city in the United States. One might visit for the nearly three-week-long Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. The city's vibrant arts scene boasts the largest concentration of theater seats outside of New York City. And no Houston resident would let a visitor forget that the city is home to the 2022 World Series champion, Houston Astros. There is little question that Houston has a great deal going for it. The city's real draw, however, is that it will play host to the National Federation of the Blind's 2023 National Convention. It has now been more than 50 years since the largest gathering of the organized blind last convened in Houston, Texas, and our return in 2023 will be an event not to be missed. The Hilton America's Houston Hotel, 1600 Lamar Street, Houston, Texas, 77010, will serve as our convention headquarters hotel. Situated in the heart of downtown Houston, across the street from the beautiful 12-acre Discovery Green Park, the Hilton America's is an ideal location for our annual event. Ballrooms, breakout space, and sleeping rooms are all stacked in the same tower housed on a single city block, simplifying navigation and minimizing travel distances. In-room internet is complimentary to all attendees, as is access to the health club and swimming pool on the 22nd floor. There are several dining options on the hotel's lobby level, including a Starbucks for those of you requiring a caffeine fix, and many more choices within easy walking distance from the Hilton's front door. The nightly rate at the Hilton America's Houston is $119 for singles, doubles, triples, and quads. In addition, the sales tax rate is 8.25%, and the hotel occupancy tax rate is 17%. To book your room for the 2023 convention, call 1-800-236-2905 after January 1st and ask for the NFB convention block. For each room, the hotel will take a deposit of the first night's room rate and taxes, and will require a credit card or a personal check. If you use a credit card, the deposit will be charged against your card immediately. If a reservation is canceled before Monday, June 1st, 2023, half of the deposit will be returned. Otherwise, refunds will not be made. We have also secured overflow space at the wonderful Marriott Marquis, Houston. The Marriott is only a three-block walk directly across Discovery Green, where attendees can walk entirely indoors through the George R. Brown Convention Center, connecting both hotels on the second level. You will find many of the same amenities at the Marriott, as well as a Texas-shaped lazy river pool. The room rate at the Marriott Marquis is also $119 per night for singles, doubles, triples, and quads. To book a room, call 1-877-622-3056 after January 1st. Again, ask for the NFB convention block. Similarly, the same deposit and cancellation policies apply. The 2023 convention of the National Federation of the Blind will be a truly exciting and memorable event, with an unparalleled program and rededication to the goals and work of our movement. A wide range of seminars for parents of blind children, technology enthusiasts, job seekers, and other groups will kick off the week on Saturday, July 1st. Convention registration and registration packet pickup will also open on Saturday. Breakout sessions continue on Sunday along with committee meetings. Monday, July 3rd will kick off with the annual meeting, open to all, of the Board of Directors of the National Federation of the Blind. National Division meetings will follow the board meeting that afternoon and evening. General convention sessions will begin on Tuesday, July 4th and continue through the afternoon of Thursday, July 6th. Convention ends on a high note with the banquet Thursday evening, so be sure to pack your fancy clothes. The fall of the gavel at the close of banquet will signal convention's adjournment. Remember that, as usual, we need door prizes from state affiliates, local chapters, and individuals. Once again, prizes should be small in size but large in value. Cash, of course, is always appropriate and welcome. As a rule, we ask that prizes of all kinds have a value of at least $25 and not include alcohol. Drawings will occur steadily throughout the convention sessions, and you can anticipate a Texas-sized grand prize to be drawn at the banquet. You may bring door prizes with you to convention or send them in advance to the National Federation of the Blind of Texas at 1600 East Highway 6, Suite 215, Alvin, Texas, 77511. The best collection of exhibits featuring new technology, meetings of our special interest groups, committees, and divisions, the most stimulating and provocative program items of any meeting of the blind in the world, the chance to renew friendships in our Federation family, and the unparalleled opportunity to be where the real action is and where decisions are being made. All of these mean you will not want to miss being a part of the 2023 National Convention. To assure yourself a room in the headquarters hotel at convention rates, make your reservations early. We plan to see you in Houston in July. From CoolBlindTech.com, Dateline May 8th, U.S. company implants brain chips for 50 people to cure blindness, deafness, and more. A U.S. firm has implanted 50 chips into people's brains, with scientists at the company hopeful that they will one day be able to massively improve the lives of people with blindness, deafness, depression, and physical paralysis. The device is called the NeuroPort Array, and it's been made by a company called BlackRock Neurotech, based in Salt Lake City, Utah. What is the aim of the NeuroPort device? This medical device aims to increase independence and mobility, and ultimately quality of life, for people with paralysis. For those implanted with the chip to be able to control robotic arms and electric wheelchairs with their mind, amongst other things. How does it work? The NeuroPort accesses the thoughts of the person that has been implanted with the chip through 100 micro needles reading electrical signals that the brain produces. The implant latches onto those signals produced by the brain and decodes them by using machine learning. What tasks can the implant perform? The implant can apparently perform complex tasks like using a computer, drawing a portrait, control robotic arms and wheelchairs, play video games, and even regain sensation with just their brain signals. What is the short-term goal for the implant? There will be further hoops to jump through for the company, as you'd hope, with something as intricate and potentially ethically challenging as this. BlackRock Neurotech will need to get FDA approval if the implant is to leave the lab to interface with tools, as well as hopefully changing the lives of those who receive them. What is the long-term vision for the implant? The long-term vision is that their implants will become as readily available to people with paralysis as pacemakers are for people with heart issues. If it gains approval and can be tested properly, it could make a real difference to people in great need. Once home-use BCIs are available, they'll help people build new lives that may have seemed impossible following their disability. The company thinks people will return to work, establish greater independence, and engage with the world in powerful new ways. Also from Cool Blind Tech, Dateline May 15th, this Braille glove reads out loud for you. It can be difficult for some blind people to learn to read Braille. That's where the Braille Wear Glove comes in, as it verbally tells them. The glove is being developed by assistive tech startup Orama AI. What was the inspiration for Braille Wear? Co-founder Kushagra Jain, that's Kushagra Jain, was inspired to invent the device while volunteering at an institute for the blind in India, where he discovered that 90% of visually impaired people cannot read Braille. How does it work? Incorporated into the glove is an electronics module located between the thumb and index finger, which contains a small camera and an LED light. That light shines on printed Braille dots at an oblique angle, causing each one to cast a black shadow onto the surrounding white paper. The resulting pattern of high-contrast shadows is easily imaged by the camera, allowing that pattern to be matched to the corresponding Braille character by AI-based software. A synthetic voice emitted by a speaker on the back of the glove then verbally tells the user which character it is as they feel it for themselves. The final version of the Brailleware glove will include an audio jack and a Bluetooth module, giving users the option of listening to its audio feedback via headphones. How does this help someone reading Braille? The idea is that the user will eventually be able to identify each character by touch alone and will no longer require the glove. Are there plans to commercialize the glove? The company has been working with Perkins Institute for the Blind to continue to iterate on the glove, to increase its accuracy and effectiveness, and look forward to working with APH to find effective ways to distribute the glove. When is the Brailleware available? Orama AI expects the Brailleware glove to be commercially available by the end of the year, at a targeted price of $300. From MacRumors.com, iOS 16.5 for iPhone launching this week with these new features. By Joe Rossignol, R-O-S-S-I-G-N-O-L, Dateline, May 14th. In a press release introducing a new Pride Edition band for the Apple Watch, Apple confirmed that iOS 16.5 and watchOS 9.5 will be released to the public later this week. The software updates have been in beta testing since late March. The new iOS 16.5 includes a new Pride celebration wallpaper, a sports tab in the Apple News app, and bug fixes related to CarPlay, Screen Time, and Spotlight. Overall, the update is a minor one and comes just weeks ahead of Apple announcing iOS 17 at WWDC in June. iOS 16.5 includes a new... Okay, that's just a caption to a photo. Sports tab in Apple News. Apple has added a sports tab to the News app on iOS 16.5, giving you easy access to news, scores, and schedules for your favorite teams and leagues. This information was previously available in the Today tab, but it is now featured more prominently as Apple continues to push deeper into sports content across its services. iOS 16.5 release notes. This update includes the following enhancements and bug fixes. A new Pride celebration wallpaper for the lock screen to honor the LGBTQ plus community and culture. Sports tab in Apple News gives easy access to stories, scores, standings, and more for the teams and leagues you follow. My Sports Score and Schedule Cards in Apple News take you directly to game pages where you can find additional details about specific games. Fixes an issue where Spotlight may become unresponsive. Addresses an issue where podcasts in CarPlay may not load content. Fixes an issue where screen time settings may reset or not sync across all devices. From NFB.org, Career Mentoring. The National Federation of the Blind Career Mentoring Program is an important initiative that connects blind and low vision students with successful blind role models who help them navigate their path from education to career success. Currently active in Illinois, Maryland, Mississippi, and Nebraska, the program features multiple monthly virtual modules on a variety of pre-employment transition topics and in-person seminars and workshops led by successful adult blind role models that assist mentees in preparing for higher education and competitive employment. Interested in becoming a mentee? As a mentee, you will be matched with a network of successful blind mentors who will guide, assist, and support you as you build your future. You will attain confidence that it is okay to be blind, learn to appreciate the importance of mastering proven alternative techniques of blindness, learn to cope effectively and gracefully with public attitudes and misperceptions about blindness, develop an understanding of the value of blending in on terms of equal rights and responsibility with sighted peers, gain confidence and a strong sense of self-worth by volunteering and giving back, learn to develop an individual access technology plan, explore the college experience, network with blind professionals, hone your interview and job search skills, discover a variety of exciting career opportunities. We welcome applications from students ages 14 through 22 who are currently enrolled in school in Illinois, Maryland, Mississippi, and Nebraska. If you are interested in becoming a mentee, please visit our mentee application page for more information. There's a hot link for the mentee application. Interested in becoming a mentor? Mentors are the backbone of our career mentoring program. As a mentor, not only will you have an opportunity to serve as a positive role model for a young blind person, but you can also improve your own skills and expand and deepen your social, professional, and support networks. If you are interested in becoming a mentor, please visit our mentor application page for more information. There is also a hot link for the mentor application. More information. For more information about the NFB Career Mentoring Program, refer to the following article in the Braille Monitor, the NFB's flagship monthly magazine, by Maurice Perrette. That's M-A-U-R-I-C-E-P-E-R-E-T. His article includes Mentoring Cultivates and Nurtures Relationships That Contribute to Lifelong Learning and to Living the Lives We Want. That's an HTML hot link. Mentoring cultivates and nurtures relationships that contribute to lifelong learning and to living the lives we want as an MP3 download. To learn more about this program or how to build support in your state, please contact Maurice Perrette, Coordinator of Career Mentoring and Employment Programs at mperet@nfb.org or call 410-659-9314, extension 2350. It's graduation season, and the May 2023 Reader's Digest had this little tidbit. Yearbooks for the blind. The school yearbook is a treasured keepsake, but not something students at Georgia Academy for the Blind, GAB, could enjoy. Until, that is, engineers at nearby Mercer University, looking for helpful uses for 3D scanning and printing, created special 3D yearbooks for the students. Each graduate's face is scanned, printed in three dimensions, and then mounted on a board for all to see and touch. GAB Superintendent Cindy Gitson told Mercer's online newspaper that for the visually impaired, this levels the playing field just a little bit. In the same issue, in the department news from the World of Medicine by Samantha Rideout, Why Dogs Make Us Happy. Knowing that spending time with dogs helps with anxiety and depression, researchers at the University of Basel in Switzerland decided to investigate what happens in the human brain when we interact with a furry friend. Volunteers petted either a dog or a stuffed animal with a hot water bottle inside, while a machine measured the subject's brain activity. Those who cuddled a real animal showed more activity in the prefrontal cortex, a brain region involved in social and emotional processes. This potentially therapeutic response continued even after the dog had left the room. Allergic to peanuts? Watch out for these foods, too. For a new French study published in the journal Pediatric Allergy and Immunology, kids with peanut allergies took skin prick or antibody tests for other legumes, including broad beans, chickpeas, fenugreek, lentils, lupin beans, peas, and soybeans. The tests showed that 64% of the subjects were allergic to at least one of these foods. While positive allergy test results don't always translate into real-life symptoms, people who react to peanuts might want to be careful about consuming other legumes, too. Phones and memory. While some research suggests that smartphones can lead to forgetfulness, a recent British experiment suggests that they can help with memory. Participants were shown numbered circles on a computer screen and instructed to drag certain circles to the left or right in a specific order. The better they did, the more money they earned. When subjects were allowed to save the correct destinations, they remembered where more of them were supposed to go. This suggests that rather than making our memories lazy, our phones might help us juggle more information. I've run out of time for this week's edition of Vision News. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's episode is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, or have low vision, or print disabilities. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, please call us, 919-832-5138. So long until next week.